Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Hey, aloha, everybody. This is KB here. I'm actually using a microphone now. I've got my former microphone with headset being used, and I finally got a way to plug it into my computer through the USB, and all seems to be working okay so far, so we'll just sort of see where this goes from here. And, pardon me. Anyway, we'll just see what happens and, what's going on this planet right now. That's kind of what I was wanting to talk a little bit about today. There's so much that's happening right now that part of it is, there's a lot of outer things that are happening. And, we've got so-and-so says this and so-and-so says that. And this is going here and that's going there. And I think primarily for me, it's like, what are the energies going on right now? After the Kauai mission, I really felt like there was a lot of ramping up, a lot of openings of various types of energy portals. And, the 11th was supposed to be a huge day, supposedly. And I think it was in many ways. There was, there are some people who reported that it was like a peak day. And that now we're in a period of a few days off from these energetic times. One of the things that happened today was a couple of people had sent me a link to Sandra Walter's latest article. Sandra, who I believe she's in Shasta right now. Sandra was talking about, the gateway of divine will. And she was saying that the 15th through the 17th she mentioned it's been on the radar since December, and it really is where the energies are enveloping Gaia in the consciousness shifting veil dissolving frequencies. So very clearly, from what I can see, that's certainly put right on. All the things, everything that's been veiled, is the veil is being removed or is being dissolved. And a complete infusion of high-frequency energies unlike anything that has come before. It's really, this time, and Tolek, in the recent Tolek interview with M and Ms. M, she was talking about how the 15th was like sort of a renewal of a wave coming in. Another wave coming in. We had sort of a peaking or kind of a, the energies increased through the 11th, and then we have some time off, and then starting the 15th, it's going to ramp up again. So a lot of times we go on these journeys or these missions, and I feel like a lot of times we're there to, for example, my being in the Pacific, I could have left and I could have gone other places. And I thought about maybe traveling somewhere, right about this time. However, it felt to me that I needed to be in the Pacific. And I was really here to work with the energies, with the grids, whatever you want to call them, of the Pacific, in the Pacific. and I had to be here to do that work. I had to be physically here, in other words, in the middle of the Pacific, and that was kind of part of my assignment. So in any event, she said one of the things that was sort of highlighted for me was, you know, this passage we're going through now, it's part of our divine service to anchor, amplify, and distribute these dramatically different light codes, harmonics, rays, and new earth experiences and primary Christed timelines into the collective consciousness. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me because we're, you know, a lot of times I feel like, I'm just going to speak from my own perspective, but I feel like I'm working to connect with humanity on the 3D level, on the surface of the planet, and I'm here to really, that's a major part of my being here. And it's not just to be out there in the ethers and out there in the higher dimensions and not even think about the third dimension. You know, that's not how I am. And I'm not one who just likes to go off and meditate and bliss out and fade away and then come back to this planet and put up with this planet. No, it's more of a really connecting, we'll say connecting all the points. You know, a lot of it is connecting all the points. And that to me is very important. I will call them all the dimensional points. And it's connecting all those levels. It's helping to integrate, you know, it's kind of like integrating all of these, all levels, not necessarily into one, but into a harmonic unit. Ooh, that's a good one. I like that. That's what's coming out. But integrating everything into a harmonic, you know, a unit of harmony. It's like bringing all the instruments of the orchestra into harmony. But at the same time, when you're working in an orchestra or in a band or something like that, you always want the parts of the pieces of that band or that orchestra, you want them to continually improve their technique, their ability to play certain passages or whatever it is. And that's why you have, you know, like some orchestras are rated much higher than other orchestras because they're the individuals are higher in, we'll call them higher in vibration, higher in talent. And therefore the collective, the harmonic integration, the integration of all these units are, that also improves. So maybe it's kind of like that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like an orchestra or a band, you know, and that's kind of a, something that just sort of came. So we're kind of in this phase now where we're really ascending, but we're here to ascend. In my view, we're here to ascend. We're all of us here to ascend at the same, you know, we're all here to ascend. And that doesn't always mean that we're all going to the same level. You know, it's like, it can mean that we're going to a higher level and each of us individually might be going to a higher level. But we might not be going to the same level. So, you know, it's kind of like, but we still have to do it together. So that's kind of a, you know, one of the things that's been kind of coming out. I think the planet is really, you know, a lot of folks are waking up. You know, folks are waking up on various levels. And whether it's just on the physical or the political or, you know, a lot of the awareness, just, wow, consciousness is expanding. To me, heaven means expansion. You know, ascension is really an expansion of this, an expansion of awareness. And so it's really happening all over the place. So some of these other deals that are going on too is that one of the things that, and I guess I'm really kind of focused on Sandra Walter's article. One of the points that, she did make a point that she said the bizarre and strong activations for the crystalline light body over the last few weeks were direct preparation for this influx, for the influx that presumably is coming on the 15th through the 17th. And she said we can feel it in our activations as a collective and personal trajectories shift. Some will be transforming to light body level this year, a decision made at oversoul level. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So that's fine. That's great. To me, this is really an individual energetic journey, but it's also a collective energetic journey. Different for everyone, a little bit different for everyone, but it's also sort of the same for everyone. And we're all rising up. And, there's so many folks. I mean, I see so many YouTubes and I see a lot of things where, well, people are waking up to this and people are waking up to some of the things that happened with so-and-so. I'm not going to name names, but let's say so-and-so political person. And, oh, they did this, but, wow, they really did that? Are you kidding? And it appears they're connected with that. And it appears that they did this. And it appears that so-and-so foundation was doing this, but they really didn't do that. And they used their monies and blah, blah, blah. So that's one kind of wake-up. And to me, that's personally, that's fine and that's wonderful. That can be great to start to see all of the ways that we have been tricked. It's like, seeing the ways we've been tricked. And that part is, removing the veil, and that's what Sandra was talking about. However, I do feel that a lot of these things, again, as Sandra mentions this, also Mark Taylor of the, he's done the Trump prophecies. He has mentioned that. Now, he's more on the Christian type of that aspect, but he was getting it. There are many others who are getting, they're all getting the same message. And it's like, the main thing is to remain out. I'm going to say remain free or out of the famous doom and gloom, and out of the negative. It's really a self-defeating, it's very higher self defeating. It defeats the higher self. It defeats the ascension process. And so I'm just writing this down. I got to write this. Sometimes I got to write these things down because I want to remember what I said. There we go. So a lot of this stuff, it defeats the ascension process. And that I'm going to read that part that she said, choose your focus wisely, she says. And this is in the highlights on that article. Remember that focus on darkness keeps it running in the collective consciousness. Time to create the new, or at least your highest vision for humanity, rather than marinating in the flotsam of the old paradigm. And that to me is, I must say, even, you know, people like who are great waker uppers, you know, I'm just calling them waker uppers, you know, like Alex Jones and you know, maybe Lionel Nation, even Jerome Carsey. I mean, a lot of it tends to dwell in the negative, you know, and it tends to dwell on what has happened. And now that's very possibly a very, you know, it's maybe a necessary, you know, maybe a necessary thing for some, but in my view, it's not for me. So, you know, we each have to decide what our path is. It's sort of like a, you know, it's not a balancing deal. It's more like I'm willing to look at it, but I'm willing to look at it, like look at a lot of these things, like, oh, did you know so-and-so did this? Did you know so-and-so is happening? Did you know this was exposed over here? Did you know that was exposed over there? And, oh, did you know that now this so-and-so was involved with this as well, and it looks like this whole circus was run by this so-and-so over there. So it's like there's a lot of this, you know, there is a lot of exposure going on. And a lot of the things that are being exposed, you know, I guess you could call them, you know, since, you know, many people view Trump as here to drain the swamp. There's a lot of exposure of a lot of, we'll call them swamp creatures, you know, swamp creatures and aspects aspects of that swamp. So if you're going to use that as your main focus, though, and keep focused on that, I said, that's not something that I can stay focused on. Yeah, there's been a lot of crap going on over the last several decades, millennia, all this and all that, and so on and so forth. But to remain constantly drawing attention to that and keeping the attention on that is very self-defeating. And I'm going to add another word to that, higher self-defeating. Higher self-defeating. You know, for myself, that's definitely not something I want to do, and I don't want to stay immersed in that kind of a kind of an environment. So, let's see what else is happening here. So, anyway, I strongly recommend reading that article. I found it very, very helpful, and I know a couple people sent the link to me. The one of the things that she did mention at the end, it said recent messages and team meetings are indicating the enormity of this event. You know, and it's like, it is a big, big time. It's a big, big time. Now, a lot of people are expecting, okay, arrests, you know, mass arrests and who knows, they're probably going on. It's very possible a lot of things are going on behind the scenes, you know, behind the curtain. But again, for myself, staying focused on that is really detrimental to the ascension process in a lot of ways. So one thing I want to shift to now is the how much time we got? About 10 more minutes in the 30-minute deal. I wanted to look at, let's see, where are we at here? There were a couple of, the Mark Dice video is just hilarious again, I must say. I don't agree with all the language that he uses. You know, I know a lot of people who are very liberal-minded, and they're not lunatics. They're very grounded. But they have a liberated mind. I have a liberated mind. I'm not a lunatic. Well, sometimes, most of the time. But there were a couple of Gaia portals that came out, and one that came out just at the beginning of the last of the mission. One was kind of important, and I just want to point out a couple things. That it says the one on March 6th that hierarchies of development are dissolved. Now, hierarchies is actually different. It's spelled incorrectly. In other words, it's not H-I-E-R-R-G's. That's the correct spelling. But it was H-E-I-R and archies. So hierarchies. And to me, it just, as I was writing that up, I said it kind of hit that, you know, an heir is a person who inherits or is entitled by law or by the terms of will of a will to inherit the estate of another. And I just kind of felt that that really had to do with, hierarchies of development. In other words, the development of this planet based on bloodlines like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the so-and-sos and the so-and-sos, you know, that's been the way. Or the Dracos and the whoever's. You know, that development of the planet as a planet of control, that is being dissolved. That has been dissolved. That whole developing protocol of based on errors like that. And what did say, activations of all light bodies enables the new development paradigms. And that's what Sandra Walter is talking about. That is what's happening right now. Activations of our light bodies. The new development paradigms is what's coming through. The structures of the elders dissolves. That also was important. That it's like the old ways, we're not talking about elders, apparently elders of knowledge, but we're talking about elders of old ways, of old paradigms. Those structures are dissolved. And the novel frameworks are coming in, which uplift humanity. So then on the 11th, 5 days later, on the 11th, okay, that was another 11-11, 3-11-2018, which is another 3-11-11, that says that celebrations begin, the light has won. Now, that's kind of a big deal. You know, it sounds like the event, whatever Cobra's talking about, where the event has happened. But one thing that showed up was that it talks about prescience come together for the new cosmic phase of humanity. And the word prescient is one who has knowledge of actions or events before they occur, or foresight. And that could mean like the vision. I do feel a lot of us have come back to this planet, perhaps from another time frame, the timeline, so that we can help. I'm not saying I'm one of them, but so we can. But there's a lot of, I believe, who are here who can help, who are helping us to basically take the ascension timeline and take that through and to work that through. To make sure that comes to pass. So in any event, you know, these are coming together for the new cosmic phase of humanity. Stepchildren. Now, stepchildren, a stepchild is someone who is, a stepchild is someone who is brought into a family. And they're embraced. They're brought into another family. And they're embraced into the galactic family. So perhaps some who have not wanted to be a part of the galactic family, now we're coming in, and they're embraced into this family. So we're all coming together in unity. And miseries end, celebrations begin, the light has won. So I kind of like that one, and I feel that was a really great, that was a very... I don't know, the Gaia portals, I really attuned to a lot of the Gaia portals, and I felt that was very significant as well. So, anyway, the if there's anything else to do here, let's see. Let me check guidance here. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of feeling like that's about it for right now. There's nothing much more that I want to share. Today was a beautiful day. We got some rain today. I think we're in a phase. I did put up President Trump's talk in Pennsylvania, and he's working on a whole nother level. And I'm not going to even get into what he's doing, but one thing that it is very refreshing to see someone get up there and talk with apparently having no prescripted, hardly anything prescripted. But clearly a lot of people are attuning to this, and it's like there's sort of a connection with the people that he and his team are doing, a direct connection. He's been doing it since before the election, via Twitter and so forth, so on and so forth. But to me, that's very important that everyone is coming together, is being connected to the so-called higher levels of the government. So this whole unification process even involves, Donald Trump. So, even DJT as part of this is kind of bringing this kind of unification. And I know there's some people who still probably are triggered by him and his personality and him saying things so anti-traditional, but it's so good to hear somebody just call it like it is and not, no more BS, so, but with that, I think we'll say aloha, and I do appreciate everyone for your support and for helping out on the mission. I mean, basically with your donations, I mean, most of the costs I had for the journey were taken care of. And of course, I know that those who do contribute, whether it's financially or energetically, everyone is in their own way participating with the process that we go through. When I go on a mission, when someone else goes on a mission, there are a lot of people who are going on missions that we know nothing about, but we are all doing things. And for myself, for my own work, I really, truly appreciate each and every one of you who listen to these shows, who contribute in whatever way you contribute with. Everything is important. And sending your light to each and every one of us on this planet, sending your light for the ascension process to continue going on, to continue. I appreciate and love every single one of you. So aloha to all. And with that, we will say aloha from the Big Island of Hawaii. And we'll celebrate by listening to Brother Is A Ala A Sovereignty A.
The warriors born to live what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Hey, Allah, 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 hey, All